In 2010, 33 Chilean miners spent 69 days nearly half a mile underground. These men lived the first 17 days of their entombment, ignorant of the fact that those looking for survivors didn't know whether they were alive or dead, under 700 million tons of rock that had shifted. Finally, and painstakingly, the last man was lifted from the depths of the earth. They had all been rescued. There was a great celebration. Each man had been delivered from certain death and given a new chance at life. This absolutely describes us and our transfer from the kingdom of darkness. But many of us seem to have lost the dynamic of what took place, that we've moved from absolute darkness into the kingdom of light, ruled by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Bible uses the word rescue to describe how God delivered us from certain death into life. Colossians 1, 13 and 14. He has rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son whom he loves. The word for transferred here originally meant deportation of a group of men or the removal of a group to form a colony. Paul says we've been transferred as a colony, a nation, from one kingdom into another. Our King, Jesus, began his ministry with the emphasis on a kingdom, the kingdom of God. Mark 1, 14 to 15 in the New American Standard. Now, after John had been taken into custody, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Jesus' teaching was filled with reference to his Father's kingdom, a kingdom that, according to his words, by his presence among us, had come near. He said that his ability to cast out demons and heal the sick was proof that this kingdom had come to those who listened to him, Matthew 12, 28. He made the kingdom the theme of his preaching both before his death, Luke 4, 43, and after his resurrection, Acts 1, 3. It was the focus of numerous parables, Mark 4, 26 and 30, Luke 8, 10, 13 and 18 to 21, and is commended as a priority for our lives. Matthew 6, 33, Luke 12, 31. We find not only in the Gospels, but right through Acts and the Epistles, it's the kingdom that has the priority. It's displayed in righteousness, peace, joy and power, not in eating, drinking and talking, Romans 14, 17 and 1 Corinthians 4, 20. The kingdom is a very important subject to the king who is soon to come for his own. The kingdom is a life to be lived and a future to be anticipated. It is not dying and going to heaven. It is thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. How's it working out for you?